Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
My pleasure, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
In light of the confirmation of mortality resulting from Streptococcus zoepidemicus in both Canada and the United States, the Swine Health Information Center is working to identify and categorize the specific pathogen responsible. First of all, what is Streptococcus zoepidemicus, and where has it been identified?
Yeah, this is a bacteria that is a normal part of the normal flora for horses. If it gets into a horse in the wrong way, it can cause what's called strangles in horse. It causes swelling of the throat and within the respiratory system. So it's a normal strep that's out in the environment. What's happened is that it's gotten into pigs, and it's gotten into a susceptible population of pigs, and it's caused some death loss, significant death loss. It also can infect dogs. There have been kennels in the U.S. that have been depopulated because of this Streptococcus infection. It's a Streptococcus that's out in the environment, and sometimes those streps get into wrong places. And when they get into the wrong places, they can cause trouble. And this is an example of that, that this strep was able to gain entry into some populations of pigs and cause quite some infection. And that's what we're looking at. The Swine Health Information Center is charged with looking at and understanding emerging diseases. I'm not so sure that this is going to be an emerging thing over time, but it certainly has caused some issues in the short term, and we want to better understand it in order to be able to prevent it in the future.
What have been the symptoms, and what sex, age, or type of pig has appeared to be at risk, and why?
The symptoms can be as much as just sudden death. In one instance, it was reported by the veterinarian that they saw a group of pigs, a group of sows, and these are adults then, and in 30 minutes, the pig looked normal, the sow looked normal, and in 30 minutes, it was down on the ground, and it was moribund, and so it can happen very quickly. It may be just sudden death, it may be respiratory. In different sizes of pigs, we asked about the ages. That was in sows, but we've also gotten reports that the same thing has happened in early weaned pigs. So that's one of the interests, is trying to figure out more about the epidemiology and the way that this bacteria moves from pig to pig, as well as infects different ages and infects different stages of production.
What do we know about this particular strep, its pathogenicity or its origins at this point?
Yeah, the sequence of the bacteria, there's been some early sequencing done, and it's actually been traced back to an outbreak of high mortality in China in the 1970s. It's very similar to a bacteria, almost identical to a bacteria that caused the same thing in China in the 1970s. Then all of a sudden it shows up. We got reports of it, of this bacteria causing problems in Canada, in Manitoba, in Wisconsin, in Ohio, in Tennessee, and maybe even in North Carolina, all within a relatively short period of time. So it looks like this is an incident where those places are linked together by movement of pigs, and most probably a susceptible population that just keeps moving this bacteria from one group to another. Those places have been cleaned. They've been disinfected. We're trying to learn more about the bacteria itself, understanding its pathogenicity. We're going to expose weaned pigs and follow that infection through those weaned pigs so we can understand more about how it enters the pig and how it causes the problems that it causes. We're also going to do some very extensive genome sequencing, so we can make sure that we identify the areas of the bacteria that are especially pathogenic, and also to understand the genomics behind it, because we think that might give us some clues about being able to manage it, being able to prevent it in the future.
What is the anticipated timeline on this work?
We're moving on this just as quickly as we can. Already have projects in motion that have been funded. Things have already happened with sequencing. So we're going as quickly as we can. I expect that we'll have much more known about the movement and the epidemiology of this bacteria within the next couple of months. We've learned a lot from the experience out in the field, but this will give us a chance to take a look at this bug in the laboratory and really control things, so we don't have confounders and we can do a lot better job in understanding the role that this particular bacteria has in the symptoms and in the incidents that we've seen so far.
How can anyone interested get more information?
The report on this is on the swinehealth.org website. It's the website of the Swine Health Information Center. And the report, we've got two reports on it, an initial report that came out from Iowa State University talking about the initial outbreaks and describing that. And then we also have a follow-up report to another week, I believe it was, later, about some of the work that's been done and some of the things that have been done to clean and disinfect and manage. So I want to stress that this is probably not an epidemic outbreak. It's an incident that we want to learn more about. It's a strep that is part of the strep that's out in the environment that is normal, but it's one that's gotten into pigs and it's caused a major problem in those pigs. We want to learn more about it so we can make sure that we don't have an epidemic and we're able to clean, disinfect, and manage this so it doesn't become a problem.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.